Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. 12:51 p.m. here on the Front Range of Greeley, Colorado on April 1st, 2023. New month. First day of the new quarter. Woohoo! The USB plug is being finicky. My technology Yoda, thank you Evan, suggested a couple of things that might mitigate the possibility of having to find a new phone, which is kind of where I am. However, be that as it may, the two suggestions were first to get around the charging issue for the phone not actually charging overnight after having been plugged in is induction, which I had to look to see if this phone would actually support it, and yeah, apparently induction charging has been around on Samsung phones for a long time. This is a Samsung S20, I guess it's Samsung Galaxy S20 Note. So it's slightly bigger than a regular phone. But it still supports induction charging. So I've ordered a couple of induction pads. It'll take some of the stress off the plug. The other was to use a Bluetooth microphone, which on the surface sounds like, well, duh, of course. I'll just get a microphone that uses Bluetooth and sync it up with the phone and life will be good. Except that part turns out to be a little bit more difficult. I have an old Bluetooth headset. It's an LG, one of the yoke kinds of headsets that loops around your neck and has little ear plugs on wires that come up and stick in your ears. Well, the plugs stick in your ears, not the wires. And it works okay. It doesn't have the same sound quality as my brand new Sony earbuds, but my Sony earbuds don't have a microphone. At least if they do, I haven't found it. I should probably check that. But I'm pretty sure it doesn't. The recording tool that I use, the native, and I guess it's native, it's named rather unimaginatively Voice Recorder in the App Store. And it does accept Bluetooth input. So the first mile of the walk here, I was testing to see what it sounds like. And to say that it sounds inadequate is perhaps an understatement. The signal-to-noise ratio seems to be very good compared to the microphone that I'm using now, which has a really sensitive microphone, so it picks up everything. I'm a little worried about what it might have picked up in terms of stomach rumblings, etc. But be that as it may, the tests were, how shall I say, inconclusive. It's possible, given that one of the tips for recording that I brought forward from my own patio book days was to record at the minimum level necessary to detect the sound that you want. And in the waveform, my voice has a very distinguishable difference between speaking and background sound. So it's possible that once I get it into Audacity, I can take that file, boost it, normalize it, and have at least an adequate recording. One that's not prone to disruption because I happen to nudge the plug and stop the recording without knowing it. So it'd at least be more reliable. I'm not real happy with the lack of sensitivity for this particular headset. And I suspect it has something to do with the fact that it's like, geez, 10 years old? It's been through the washing machine once. So it's probably not running at peak efficiency, and it's probably not giving the same kind of performance that a new headset would. So what I need to do is find a microphone that I can put a windsock on that will sync to my Android phone over Bluetooth. Oh shoot, did I? Let me just check my settings. I did not turn on airplane mode. It's turned on now, so that if I'm pretty sure that airplane mode is my phone trying to ping a communications tower, I'm not sure. But it's off now, so the rest of it should be cleaner. At any rate, I need to find a Bluetooth microphone that can sync without having to plug in a dongle. Or I have to find something like a Jabra telephone headset. One of the little single ear jobbies you plug in your ear and hang over the top and you can talk on the phone with. Perhaps I can find one that has a boom microphone on it, so it comes around the front. Even if it has a little, you know, a real headset feel to it, so that there's an earphone with a microphone attached and a strap across the top of my head or something like that. That would work. But won't solve my problem is the microphones that require you to sync to their particular USB Bluetooth dongle. That's not going to work. That would work on my computer at home, but it, which would give me a nice lavalier mic for being on Zoom, but I don't do enough Zoom anymore to worry about it. So there's that. The other piece of that is I could just place my headphones. The headphones from my computer just plug into the computer, so it's not a problem I'm trying to solve there. Speaking of problems I'm trying to solve, I'm going to have to get another drink. My mouth has decided to dry up again. Make sure it's running. Seems to be. All right, there we go. What I should do is just stop the recording, pause the recording when I'm trying to take a drink, so that sticking the phone in my pocket doesn't disrupt it. That's what I should do. Then I can just pick it up again when I'm done. Process. Finding the right process to work is going to be the challenge. Finding the right equipment to work is going to be a challenge. But at least I've solved the charging problem. At least I think so. This phone is... This... I call it a phone, but... This device is alleged to be able to work on induction pads. And I brought some Samsung certified induction pads. They come in a two-pack, so I could have bought a single for like $6. But they came in a two-pack and it was cheap, so it'll be handy at night. All I have to do is turn my phone over and put it on the side table. And I'll have a second one for my desk, so I can put one on my desk. So when I get up, I can keep the phone charged all day just by sitting it in its cradle on the desk. So that'll be nice. That'll be fine. I think my Sony earbuds will charge that way too if I just put the case on the charger. Anyway. So yesterday I finished the first damage control pass for Schools Out, not Schools Out, Working Class. Book 2, Marva Collins. So that's well underway. The opening is really the ragged bit because the way I ended book one is quite a bit different from the way I started book two when I originally wrote all three of them in one big file. So what I've done is pulled out, oh, that's interesting. Come up on it, get ready, sit with me, monk post. Somebody put the old monk post back in its socket and then braced it up with what looks like a chunk of plastic ditch tubing. So it's standing there now, so it's not invisible. So I took the first couple of chapters out of the file and pulled them off to the side so that I can just see about figuring out how to start it and how to merge it into the rest of the manuscript. Because after I get past the opening, after I get down to like chapter 3, the book itself is pretty solid. I'm pleased. I was hoping that would be the case, but I'm really, really quite pleased with how the story unfolds from that point forward. I don't have any of the same kind of feeling that I had when I was looking at book one. When I got through my first pass of book one, it was like, this is not what I want. This is not the way I want this to go. And I knew it was wrong. Or at least I had a very strong suspicion that it was wrong. And, I like this a lot better. I like this a lot better. So the one that Karen is working on is a lot better, and now I have to do is make sure that I can make that transition between that one that's really a lot better and this one, which is still pretty much the way I wrote it in 2021. Which is good. That means I have much less time I need to spend to make it work before I can move on to book three, before I can move on to getting into the Wizard's Cat. I've had some really significant, I won't necessarily call them epiphanies. Sure, you can speak. My mouth is drying out again already. I wouldn't call them epiphanies, but I've had some interesting ideas about what I might do instead of what I was trying to do. Some lilacs budding up here. I wrote a haiku about purple the other day. And purple to me is lilac. Seeing lilacs, lilacs in the spring. I grew up in a house that had several large lilacs planted around it. It was an 1812 farmhouse. And lilacs were, I suspect, part of the original planting. No, probably not. They probably didn't come in until the 1900s sometime. But they were well established and quite lovely. And we had purple ones on one side of the house, we had white ones on the other. I'm not 100% convinced that the white ones weren't just really old purple ones that faded out, but at any rate, one of the things that I wanted to look at was that I thought lilacs didn't flower on new wood, and I was right in that. The gardening people, all the ones that I checked, said that they flower on wood that's at least a year old, and usually between 3 and 5. So there were a lot of tips on pruning as I was walking past those lilacs. They're really due for a prune. But then I suspect mine are too. I have 5 or 6 plantings of lilacs along the fence line. And in the spring, when lilacs flower, and the lilacs are tall enough to be seen over the fence, it's really pretty. Really pretty. But it's not... It isn't quite lilac blossom season yet. We still have some time to go. All right, why is this so noisy? I'm seeing a lot of noise on the waveform. Wind, maybe? I don't know. I do need to stop it and then get a drink and start it again. So I'll be right back. Okay. This says it's recording on the external microphone. That's a good sign. And that looks a lot better in terms of waveform. So, okay. I suspect that the last few... I've seen some really funny looking waveforms on some of the previous episodes. They didn't look as clean as I expected them to. This one looks a little better. Not 100%, but a little better. Old Jeep. So I learned a lot about lilacs anyway. Boy, they're really going to town on these new apartments. I assume they're apartments and not condominiums, but I could be mistaken. I wonder if they're going to be affordable. Mom out with 2 kids on bicycles. Having a good time. Walking up past the park, it's still a pretty brown and gray looking mess out here. Some of the old grasses are tan, but that's still brown. The trees alongside the the ditch, since just a lot of them look kind of dead. Here come some more kids and bicycles. Let me get out of the way. I really don't need to be near children right now. Little germ factories. Here comes somebody with a little Scotty Dar. Happy looking dog. Hiya. I thought the dog had pink rabbit ears or something. It's got a couple of pink pom-poms. Clipped, apparently, to his or her top knot. So they show up right between her ears. It was funny looking. It was a happy looking dog. That's all that matters. Owner didn't look too sad either, so okay, fine. Moving on. What are my willows looking like? Looking yellow. Aren't doing much yet. Oh, but my maple tree in the front yard has got a lot of red buds on it. Ruddy maple. Yeah, all the little maple flowers. The little catkins. They're not particularly fuzzy, but that's what they're called, is catkins. Ah, and it looks like I have a delivery, which means my charging pads are here. Which is good. And it also means I'm at the back gate. The point where I am going to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.